Hare Krishna. Welcome to this part of our morning sadhana. This song is related to today's or this part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching to Sanatana Goswami. Who is the real boss and who does what? Tumi Sarveshare Shara Brajendra Kumara Tumi Sarveshare Shara Brajendra Kumara Tumara Ichaya Vise Sijana Sangha
Oh,
अनंत गुड़ी वैष्णव बिंद की श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत की कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी की प्रभुपाद की समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की गौर प्रमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉड्स हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉड्स हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड गॉड्स हरे कृष्ण All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Prasana Sinamine Namaste Sarasati Vinay Guru Vani Pachani Nirvisesha Sunna Vadi Paschata Desha Tarni Vanchari Bhakti Vishnu Vidasin Vachati So before we begin, we chant this simple prayers. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Today we are going to recite three verses and we'll discuss further on that. So this is chapter 20 Madhva Lila, text 300. Lila Avatare Kailu Kailo Digadara Shana
Lila Avatare Kailo Digadara Shana
Guna Avatare Besuna Vivarana
Guna Avatare Besuna Vivarana
I have given a few examples of pastime incarnations. Now I will describe the guna avatar, the incarnation of the material quality. Please listen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sanatan Goswami Pad, who is the perfect candidate, recipient to assimilate this knowledge and distribute for us. And Srila Prabhupada so kindly gave us this translation. The next verse, Theo. One, Brahma Vishnu Shiva Tina Guna Avatara.
Brahma Vishnu Shiva Tina Guna Avatara.
Tri Guna Angi Kari Kare Sishti Adi Devahara.
Tri Guna Angi Kari Kare Sishti Adi Devahara.
Translation by Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There are three functions within this material world. Everything here is created, everything here is maintained for some time, and everything is finally dissolved. The Lord therefore incarnates himself as the controller of the three qualities, Satta Guna, Raja Guna, and Tamo Guna, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Does the transaction of the material world take place? Three or two. Bhakti Mishra Krita Punna Kuna Jivatama.
Bhakti Mishra Krita Punna Kuna Jivatama.
Raja Gune Vibhavita Karita Ramana. Because of his past pious activities mixed with devotional service, The first class living entity is influenced by the modes of passion within his mind. Now, this sloka, 303, we can have inside in the rest one. Garbhadakshayi dwara sakti sanchari.
Garbhadakshayi dwara sakti sanchari.
Garbhadakshayi dwara sakti sanchari. Vyasti Srishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupa Dhari.
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 Garbhadak Shai Dwara Shakti Sanchari.
Garbhadak Shai Dwara
Vyasti Srishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupa Dhari.
Vyasti Srishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupa Dhari.
Please chant.
Garbhadakshayi Dwara Shakti Sanchari.
Garbhadakshayi Dwara Shakti Sanchari.
Vyasti Srishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupa Dhari.
Vyasti Srishti Kare Krishna Brahma Rupa Dhari. Among the many superior living entities, qualified with pious activities and devotional service, one called Lord Brahma is infused with the quality of passion by the supreme will of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Thus Lord Brahma becomes the incarnation of the creative energy of the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Nimittam Jena Tasmai Shri Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shatadantikam Bande
After Sanatana Goswami Pada submitted himself with a straw in between the teeth and a chador around the neck. I'm sure you all know why we have a chador around the neck. It's a sign of humility. Whether I have inside or not, that I need to check. But at least chador around the neck, straw in the teeth. Well, I don't see nowadays. I mean, I never saw it. But that's also means on my own, I do not possess anything. Everything that I understand or hear, it's all by your mercy. So it's very nice, very wonderful. I saw some paintings, also in Chaitanya Chaitanya, some paintings, drawing between. After Sanatana Goswami Pad submitted this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very interestingly, tested, even though they are eternal associates, but still I see the testing is there, which is very good, because for us to relate when we will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we will reciprocate. It's very nice. I remember a beautiful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada is so compassionate when Bhavananda Prabhu was making bad in Bombay for Prabhupada, and then he, even though he's a grown-up man, but he was like really emotional. He said, "Prabhupada, you have sent Jayakataka Maharaj and myself to Mayapur. Jayakataka Maharaj, he picked up Bengali language, and when he will meet Lord Chaitanya, he will converse, but I did not pick up. I don't know how to speak Bengali. How am I going to converse with Lord Chaitanya?" Prabhupada is so funny and so wonderfully merciful. He went around the room with his japa mala chanting, and then he comes right in front of Govinda. "I will make sure Lord Chaitanya speak to you in English. Do not worry about what you don't have. What you have is good enough." That was so, you know, comforting, I would say. So comforting. And Bhavananda Maharaj, he said, he immediately smiled. He felt like a relief. Such a relief. Of course, this is not some imagination. According to Rupa Goswami Pad, each of us are practicing for whatever time, some are 5 decades, some are few decades, some are just me. The purpose of this sadhana to draw the attention of Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then by their day, they will, actually Mahaprabhu will sanction what we have all along in our heart, we cannot access on our own. So by doing the sadhana, endeavoring so much with sincerity and seriousness, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from within the heart sees that, he will grant it. That time you will experience the 9 symptoms of rati or bhava, that all along within your heart. Right now, our senses are active, but not really purely activated. At that time, we will realize the value of the senses, value of our existence, when that bhava will be sanctioned by Lord Chaitanya in the heart. That time, you will dissolve this, apparently this body, and you will enter to a domain, a planet where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting his lila. This is this idea I got it from 28th chapter of Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada explained what happened when you leave this world, where are you going to go. Generally we think we'll go to Golok Vrindavan, but not straight like this, you're going to go first where the lila is happening. Because you have awakened your swarup, your relationship with the Lord, and the Lord has to accept you. So you will enter like you will have a house in Mayapur or wherever Mahaprabhu is, South India or anywhere that Mahaprabhu tells you. And first time you will meet face to face. Prabhupada in a letter to Jadurani Devi said, this is the last life of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Prabhupada gave a very nice sequence. So it's very exciting. When I read that letter, I was like, wow, I wish this would be my last life. It's like very exciting. I mean, we should be always excited for that, meeting the Lord face to face. Of course, there will be tests. It's not Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya just got the blessing. Okay, I meet you, just done. Oh, no, no, there will be some conversation. Acceptance is not just accidental or something. There will be a beautiful reciprocation. And then, also in third canto, Prabhupada writes, once Krishna accepts you, there is no more. You'll forget what the material world was. What the Maya was. And Prabhupada writes, this is the last line in that paragraph, I remember Prabhupada says, no more fallback once Krishna accepted. So that's called Vastu Siddhi. The word in English means, in Sanskrit, Rupa Goswami Pada, Swarup Siddhi is immediate goal of all of us. And then we'll enter to a planet somewhere in this material world where Krishna is performing Leela, Mahaprabhu is performing Leela, and we'll enter there and we'll be accepted by the Lord, and then you are done. Literally you are done. Today's purport and three sloka talks about so much about the three modes of material nature. When we talk about Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, I'm going to give a little brief introduction on that. Brahma is a position, a qualified living entity can take that position. Also Prabhupada mentioned first birth as a Brahma for living entity. But Brahma has a three distinct identity. Brahma is a person, director who runs the operation, engineer you can say, engineering as Prabhupada mentioned. The Brahma is also the whole planets around the stem. The whole thing is also addresses a Brahma. And he has his house on the top of this 14 planetary system. But his office, he does not run the whole operation from his office, I mean from his house. He has an office in the middle planetary system, in the middle of the middle planetary system, it's called Ilabriti Varsha, where Lord Shiva is there. No men are allowed. I mean, you become a woman if you just enter there automatically. And Parvati runs that place, 10 billion maid servants. And on top of that Mandar Hill, this is on the bottom, on top of the Mandar Hill, Brahma has a Brahmapuri. Brahmapuri, his office. His office is not just like our office. His office is also beautifully lotus petal, surrounded by principal demigods office, Indra, Varuna, like this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this, that when Mother Bhumi Devi, Lord Ram was angry with her, when she took away Sita. So I won't go that past times. But in this Leela, she did not come in her form. She took the form of a cow, knowing that Krishna likes cows. So Mother Bhumi also, we address her in a cow form also. Just that she felt more comfortable. She can take any form she likes, I guess. So that time, when she complained to Brahmaji that how this demon torturing her house, you know, I mean, she, this is her entire planet, it's her. And she complained that every living entity, they claim, this is my country, or this is, she's thinking, this is me, what are you claiming? It's like a really funny way. So if you put that logic that she went to Brahmaji and came back, and then Lord assured, of course then went to the milk ocean. I mean, so many things happened, and then Lord assured, okay, I'm coming. How is it possible to go to Topoloko and come down? No, not Topoloko. She went to the office. Office is related to this planet. This is the medial planetary system. This is the only planet where you do karma. And Brahmaji pays very close attention to each human being more than other living beings. Because human beings are actually making the choice to buy ticket where you want to go. It's like an airport. You take a flight and go somewhere. But the other eight planetary system adjacent to this planet are next destiny before you go to higher planetary system. So it's very organized. You can think Krishna is like an organized God, very systematic. Everything is like, nothing is like a whimsical or loophole or bribery or something. I mean, in India you can bribe things get done, but not like that. It is like a very perfectly organized, and you really have to be qualified. So, after explaining this creation, after explaining this Lila Avatar, today's verse began about Guna Avatar. So just to refresh, I'm sure you all remember last so many classes on Saturdays. It's difficult to keep track because it's only once a week. So first is Krishna Shayam Rup. Shayam Rup means this is his original form. And Radharani's Krishna is the Swayam Rup, not other form. Where is the reference? In this chapter, you will find, 20 chapter. Krishna re jataka khela sarvottama naralila narabapu tahara sarup. Original form, it says like this. Original form is that rup which is always with Radharani performing pastimes. This is the origin form. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also reconfirmed by Raghupati Upadhyaya when Mahaprabhu had a conversation. Four things was established. One was origin form. So he says, Shyamam eva param rupa. The supreme form of God is this Shyamam. Shyamam. Shyamam means the bluish color, is the origin form of Krishna. Shyamam eva param rupa. From that form, two manifestations, one is visible, one is invisible. In Vrindavan, there are many forms of Krishna, nobody knows that is Krishna. Like a medicine man. Krishna is a doctor also, to perform lila. You all know that pastimes, I hope. And then there is a visible form, that Swayam Rup, and that Swayam Rup divides into two. One is Prabhav Prakash, Vaibhav Prakash. Prabhav Prakash means Krishna himself keeps the same form, same mood, but expand in many forms. So his original form stays with Radharani, but with unlimited gopis, 10 billion gopis, Krishna also in Raslila manifested his form. These are called Prabhav Prakash. Like in Dwarka, he expanded 16,108. It's good to remember those names, Prabhav Prakash. Vaibhav Prakash means it is Krishna, but different color in it, no more origin color. He has a different color and different conception, Abhiman. And first expansion is Balaram. So Balaram never thinks I am God, even though he is God, but he always thinks I am a servant of Krishna. Gorange dasagane sabate agal, gorange dasagase hoilo pagal. Nityananda Prabhu never thinks I am also God, even though he is God. His origin Balaram with mercy, with compassion. Balaram with compassion is Nityananda Prabhu. But he always thinks I am eternal servant of Lord Chaitanya. So his Abhiman, conception, identity, spiritual identity changed. It is Krishna, but identity changed. He doesn't consider himself as God, consider himself as a servant. And he feels happy and he pursue all his activity on that platform. I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Or I am a servant of Krishna. Balaram always think like that. So that's one conception. And then from Balaram, the Vaibhav Prakash, comes another expansion called Tad Ekatma. Means, I like the way Prabhupada explained, like a powerhouse has a full power, but when you do the wiring, that also has a capacity of powerhouse, but each bulb, 40 watt, 60 watt, 100 watt, is limited. How much illumination, how much heat and light will come. I like that example Prabhupada gave in one purport. So, all the incarnation from Tvad Ekatma Rup, Sansar, then it has a six separate division. One is Lila Avatar, Guna Avatar, Juga Avatar, Manantara Avatar, Avesh Avatar, or Shakta Avesh, and Bhagavat Avesh, two types of Avesh. So, one of those six is this today's verse called Guna Avatar. And details Guna are depicted in Bhagavad Gita very clearly. But I'm just going to say a few things. I always fight with the time.
Time always wins.
Time wins, yes. I never win. So, this is a beautiful because chapter 14, text 1, in the purport, Prabhupada writes, when you understand these three modes, today's chapter is all about three modes, with philosophical speculation, it will take you to bhakti. I'm paraphrasing what Prabhupada said. In the beginning of the purport, he said, when you understand this chapter, three modes of material nature, with the philosophical speculation. Now in the Bhagavatam purport, he said, mental speculation will take one to hell. But philosophical speculation will take you to Krishna consciousness, or you'll become Krishna conscious more. So what I found from that purport, why Krishna talks about these three modes of material nature, we need to understand. Why do Krishna call this knowledge as the best of all? By becoming fixed in this knowledge, we can attain to the transcendental nature like Krishna's. That's why Krishna says. I'm just summarizing the whole chapter. So then Arjuna's question was, that means no more repeated birth and death? Krishna says, yes, no more repeated birth and death. By the way, how are the living entities first born? He asks. Then the third sloka goes. He says, I desire. So first of our coming here, Krishna desired, and then, of course, he misses our feeling, and then he impregnates the material nature by time. That time is actually Lord Shiva. There is a glance, and there is a halo of the glance. The halo is the Lord Shiva, not the glance. Glance has Lord Vishnu's direct power in them. And then in that chapter, talks about what binds the pure soul to the body. So there is a famous verse in this Bhagavad Gita, 14.5. Satta rajas tamam iti guna prakriti sambhava nibaddha nanti mahabahu dehe dehi nam abhayam. Soul inside the body are binded. How? The consciousness and the matter bind the nuts, it's called false ego. That's what keeps the consciousness of the soul and the identity with this body, subtle body and physical body, eternally, almost, or you can say since time immemorial, until somebody poke in that nuts. Biddhate hridaya granthis. Biddhate means poking or piercing by the mercy of Guru. Then it will be loosened. So for an example, we can think of some example, like, let's see. If you feel scared, you can immediately detect, why am I scared? Whether it's an object or thought, because tamogun just influence and you accept it. So it is not the tamogun, it is not the inertia, but I accepted it, so I'm scared. Or I looked at the tamogun, that's also scared, but I don't have to accept it. Fear is there, but I don't have to, I can divert. Now if you feel abrasive, then rajogun attack. Not attack, Rajagun is there, you just accepted it. Maya is not attacking you, Maya is there in front of you. You just accepting it, and then you are like this. Why they did that to me? Or if you just become like bold, straightforward, then it's Sattagun. So, is the three modes like decide which modes will be appearing in front of me? No, all the three modes are all the time in front of me. What they're doing, they're competing amongst themselves. You saw that picture of Maya Devi, two, three female form, pulling rope. That's what this verse is, guna. Guna means by quality, guna means also by the rope. And they are competing who is going to be up. It's like a staircase, you know, who is going to be on the top. So whoever on the top is allowing you and you just accept and you fall for it. That's it. This is what game is. Somebody is nervous because tamogun. Really nervous because embrace the tamogun. Not only accept it, like embracing and just living with it. somebody harsh because accepting the Rajaguru. But if they remember to chant Hare Krishna, then they will be in Sattva-guru. They will feel secure. It's all right. It's there, danger is there, but I don't have to be. Krishna will protect me. If you feel weak, something happened, tamaguru. If you really like, I didn't know how to do it, but you know, if you have a glasses in front and all the time you can see like what to do whenever you just, what is entering through your feeling or what is entering in your thought. We cannot control what is entering, but we can control what we need to focus on. That is Krishna given, 6.8. Jnana vijnana trittatma kutastha vijitendriya. Krishna says, yes, you have a choice to choose. 1863 also Krishna says, you can choose what you want. It is there. Krishna is there, Maya is there. You can choose, make the choice. So, here in this chapter, we see that very interestingly how three modes of material nature plays the game. The question I was thinking this morning is, Maya is a conception, idea, or is it a dead matter? Like elements, both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this in chapter 20, in this chapter actually we find. Maya has a two manifestations. The dead matter, subtle, dead matter can be gross and subtle. Maya is so close to the mind, it's like inseparable. At the same time, she is different from the mind. She uses mind to elude. Like when we say, you know, oh, this person is in Maya, what does that mean? It's not like there is a little ditch built by Maya Devi and he fell. No, we say that, oh, he fell down or he's in Maya. It's not like that. There is no ditch made or something. It's just that mind deluded the soul. Mind is all along with it. Mind deluded. So we say, oh, that person is in Maya. So like this, in scriptures, the word Maya is used differently, I found, depending upon the context. Like a linguistic point of view, Maya means, Mahya, Prabhupada says, means that which is not. That which is not. Like for an example, in the mirage, we are talking last few days about the mirage and reflection. In the mirage, mirage is real, reality. But to see water in the mirage is illusion, is Maya. Because there is no water. But we see. I'm sure some of you had that experience. I did. It's like a very wonderful example of Bhagavatam gives this. So Maya means that which is not, but mirage is not a Maya. So illusion and delusion, there is a difference. You know, illusion is one thing that no connection with Krishna. But then I'm thinking to possess that illusion, there is no more illusion, it's delusion. I'm claiming it's my body. Yeah, it's me, I am this. When somebody says, Rana Govinda Das, this body, who is that? I'm not this body, but then it's like inseparable almost. And I take it like a very affective thing. Anyway, there's so much discussion need to be done. Anybody has any question, discussion further? Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question.
Madhumangalpur.
Absolutely marvelous and deep class for you. Very nice.
I could not. Okay. Is that all?
Are you able to hear me now? Are
yeah.
you able to hear me?
Okay.
Oh, very nice class for you. Very marvelous. So I have three questions, if you permit me.
Okay.
So you said, Prabhuji, that once Krishna accepts you, you will not fall down. That's what you mentioned in the class. So my first question is, like, in the material life, how will you know that he is accepted in the material life?
When you come in contact with Krishna, you are on a Suddha Sapta platform. When Krishna accepts you, material is an energy. It transforms into complete spiritualness. In order for Krishna to accept you, so when you say Krishna accepted, it's not like he accepted you as a material person. He accepted you as a servant, your relationship with him. That relationship is spiritualized, it's pure. It can be appear like material world, but it is not material, really. It's spiritual.
Yes, so you are saying coming into the contact, like, can you ever, when you say it's not a physical body which is coming into the contact, but your subtle body and material body both coming into the contact, right?
Become spiritualized.
Okay.
Like an iron become hot, fire.
Okay.
That example you are familiar, right?
Yeah.
If you put the iron in the fire, it takes a little time, but eventually it's become fire. But it has to stay in the fire till your last breath. Then you will enter as a fire in the lila where it is. Not like 5 years I did fire, now I am back to iron. And I'll be in Golok Vrindavan, I mean Krishna will accept, not like that. Till our last breath. Verse 8, Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami Pad confirmed this. Upadesha Saram, essence of all instruction is this, he says. You have to think of Krishna, become his devotee, serve him, surrender to him, share this knowledge. Rupa Goswami Pad says, this fight you have to do all the time, till your last breath. Then you are actually entering as a fire, because you are still fire. Does that make sense? So you are spiritualized. So when you leave the body, you enter to an abode where actually pure goodness is there. Then you, some arrangement by Jogamaya will be there, that Krishna will accept you.
So, in this, if we can drill down the further, if you drill down the further, what are the milestones you have to achieve to be accepted by Krishna?
Well, that's what we do. Just do these 5 things every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. Be aware of Krishna's relationship. Everything has a relationship. Even this floor, outside, even karmis, everybody has a relationship. You have to be aware. That's what we study every day. If you are fully aware of this Krishna's relationship, and that relationship has a 6 question, like a triangle. Your relationship with Krishna, your relationship with material nature. Material nature relationship with Krishna, material nature relationship with you. Then Krishna's relationship with material nature, Krishna's relationship with you. These 6 questions, when you understand, that is called aware of Krishna relationship. So that's one. Then you act as a devotee every day,
mm-hmm.
with you, with everybody, with the Krishna's world. You act as a devotee. And then you serve him. Whatever you're doing, like you have a job, you have a family. So like you are not, actually you don't have a family. It's Krishna's servant. Krishna gave you that power to raise them in that level to think of him, to connect with him. So you see your family as a Krishna's family. So like this, then you surrender to him. Make sure surrender is taking place. Surrender begins with two things. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya vachana. What I am thinking, what I am doing, is this pleasing Prabhupada? This has to be forefront. I have started this, like thinking, not all the time, but I am trying to think. What I am thinking, what I am doing, is this pleasing? And what I am not doing, also is this pleasing? Both has to be there, negative and positive, inclusive and exclusive. You can say, I don't want to think of impersonal concept of God, because there is no attractiveness. I like personal God, beautiful Radha Shamsundar. Like this, you have to inclusive, exclusive in your thinking. So you have to do this and then share this knowledge, means distribute books or Harinam, like this, talk to your family. Even if you raise one child, one member of your family as a pure devotee, Prabhupada, before he signed in Bhagavad Gita, I looked at it again this morning. I love that. He said, even one person become pure devotee, that's enough. Success, you will consider success. So we try our best. We should do as much possible, but at least try one person. You know, that pushes me to become also pure, otherwise I cannot make another person pure. You cannot give something effectively, impact their consciousness. If I don't have it, I cannot do that. Mahaprabhu says, Apuni Achari Dharma Jipke Shikai Apuni Nakoine Dharma Sikhananja is in chapter 4 Adi Leela. Very nice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So the last one is like, generally we talk about pure devotional service, right? That we should be selfless, we should not have any motives. So how will you align that concept while being in the material world? How will you align that? Because probably it is very hard, not I would say it's impossible to say that you do something without having little bit at, you know, a personal model, very little, even at, you know, granular level. So how will you align that, basically, being in material world? Like, okay, I want to serve selflessly, but some or other way something is coming in, right? So how will you make sure that, well, what are the indications that I have to, that will tell me, oh, no, man, you are not doing a, you know, selfless, these things, you know? You are doing with some motive which is not good. So how will you basically align that to work together?
That's a beautiful question. Also, it will require a lot of discussion. But in a simple way, are you familiar with one verse? Anna vilashita shunyam gena karma vyanapitam. This is in 7.16 purport Prabhupada put. The whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu based on that sloka. Whole 19 chapter. 1 to 19 chapter based on that one sloka. Definition of pure bhakti. How to align. Whole details. Very beautiful. There is one devotee named Pushpabandhu. He told me personally, he was traveling with Prabhupada in England for a few days or something. And he asked Prabhupada, you are pure devotee. I see that. Is there any hope that I can be ever pure devotee? That's a nice question, I thought. Very nice. Then Prabhupada is always so merciful. He said, you are with me. What am I doing? Tell me, what am I doing? And then he gave all this. You wake up, and you pay obeisances. I saw you chanting, you took shower, and then he was giving like whole details what Prabhupada. He said, I engage all my senses. You can do that. Then you are beautiful. It's a simple. I know it's not that simple. I mean, it's. But the way Prabhupada explained, I thought it was very... we're trying, everybody's trying here. Some of them already advanced, some of the devotees in Alachua. We do not see by their appearance, we see by their intention and actually watch their activities, what they do, what the intention behind the activities. Very important. That verse says, intention is sometimes more important than action. Because Chanuram Mustika was wrestling with Krishna Balaram. And Chanura Panch, Sukhdev Goswami writes in 10th canto, you'll see this wrestling arena when Krishna and Balaram appear. Mallanam, Ashinam, Ninam, that verse explains. Chanura gave a punch and Krishna is happy because he's enjoying Shiblari. But what was his intention? You know what was his intention? No! To kill him. Yes, to kill him. So, Sukhdev Goswami says Krishna was happy when he got punched. So if you think anything pleases Krishna is love, devotion, no. Because Krishna is always happy. It's not that anybody has to do anything. But he was enjoying the Shiblari Rasa. So when Chandra punched, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, everybody gave commentary on this. He said, absolutely it is not a bhakti. Because his intention was to kill him. And they gave many examples. I'm just giving you one. And the other side example, it's called, in English it's called overextended and underextended. The meaning of that verse should not be overextended and should not be underextended. Like Mother Yashoda, Krishna wants to drink breast milk. Mother Yashoda saw the stove making the milk overboil and it's like overflowing. She put down Krishna. Krishna does not want to stop drinking. But she by force put him down and she went to take care of the milk. Krishna got angry. So according to definition, you say, Krishna is not happy. This is not bhakti. Mother Yashoda doesn't have a pure love. How she is making Krishna angry. I mean, you know, psychologically we may think like that. But every acharya, even Rupa Goswami Pad, explained this. No, no, no. Mother Yashoda's intention, what is her intention? My breast milk cannot raise this child to a macho boy, good, handsome, strong boy. I need this milk to make the curd, yogurt, barfi, so that Krishna will become strong. So her intention was 100% pure love. But apparently Krishna is angry. You follow? So it is pure love. So it is not the action itself alone. You have to see the intention behind the action of that devotee in order to call it pure. Like I may be doing some service in the temple. I see everybody is saying, hey, Prabhupada, you are good, you are cleaning it. That is not actually a good intention. Good intention should be that devotee will be coming to Mangalarti. And the kirtaniya they do, at least they kirtan, you know, they leave some time. Lot of stuff. So you have to come and clean it. And it's actually a privilege. I got the opportunity to clean. So intention is sometimes more important than action itself. Does that make sense?
Sure.
And then we can go on and there's so much discussion. Meditate on that verse. Prabhupada gave a very nice 7.16 in Bhagavad Gita purport. Prabhupada put that sloka. And the whole 19th chapter of Nectar Devotion based on it. Is that okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much,
Madhu.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Radhishyam, you said there is Maya and there is Krishna, and we have a choice. But generally, I'm quite in Maya. So how do I have really a choice? I'm like, if there is Krishna and there is Maya, and I'm in Maya, I don't have really a choice for Krishna because I'm in illusion. So where is my choice actually? Can you explain that to me?
Prabhu, what I understand, it's a very nice question. You always have a choice. Choice is the eternal component of who you made of. Your Sat Chit Ananda. Chit potency has a two functions. One is willpower abstinence, persistence, these are, I won't talk. The other side is desire, where the desire is endowed component, main component is choice. You always have, eternally you have a choice. 18th chapter, 63 verse. You can meditate on it. Itite jnanam aikyatam. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. I have given you all the information, everything about what you need to know. Analyze, make a decision what you want to do. Krishna could have said, hey, did you understand? Come on, fight for me. He didn't say that. He said, make your decision. Krishna always gives us choice. So when we say choice, I like the way Prabhupada says. He says, we have to develop Krishna conscious intelligence. We are chanting, I mean, you are very stout, I see you, Mangalarti, you see. So you are serious. So we are developing Krishna conscious intelligence. Prabhupada says, intelligence is which kills the desire before it turns into action. So certain things will pull us towards wrong choice, but if we have a good sadhana, good association, we develop that intelligence that will guide us to stop right there. It won't go. I give you a practical example. There was some bad news about me in Facebook. I don't mind of saying that. And I looked at it. What it did to me was very good. It brought me to Krishna, to Prabhupada. It was very nice. So I appreciate it, because on my own I don't think it happened. It's definitely mercy of Prabhupada and Krishna and all the devotees here pushed me probably. So I looked at that way. Now, I could also have a shelter of Maya, Rajagun, become angry. Who did it? Why did it? Let's fight. I could. That choice was there within me. I saw that within me. So we, all the time we have that choice. Whatever comes in our feeling level or our desire level. We may not have a control on what is coming to cause us feeling and desire. But we have a choice to focus on which one. That you have to be on your own. Everything about Prabhupada is not Prabhupada. It could be Maya. Like for example, that devotee told Prabhupada, I had a dream last night, Prabhupada, about you. Prabhupada said, means some kind of like yes or something. Prabhupada, and then that devotee says, you came in my dream and you offered me LSD. Prabhupada said, that was not me. That was Maya took my form. I was like, wow, that's like a powerful. So it's not Prabhupada. Prabhupada said it was not him. So everything spiritual may not be, like, we have to be conscious. Is this going to please Prabhupada and Krishna? Then I'll embrace it. Hanging around with the devotee, not necessarily, if it is not bringing me to Krishna, not necessarily is satsanga. Does that make sense? And we can talk about it whole day, that how we, I mean, I'm trying to apply myself in that also. Thank you. Nice question. Okay, anyone else? Otherwise, we'll close here. Thank you for paying attention. Oh my God, I went 15 minutes ago. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.